Yes?
So who are you?
My name is Jackie Cabasso. I wear a number of hats in this anti-nuclear peace and justice community. I'm the executive director of the Western States Legal Foundation in Oakland, California. I am on the steering committee of United for Peace and Justice. I am on the coordinating committee of the Abolition 2000 Global Network to Eliminate Nuclear Weapons. And I am the North American coordinator of Mayors for Peace.
What are you doing here at the 2010 NPT Review Conference?
Well, frankly, mostly what I'm doing is networking with non-governmental organizations, engaging in information sharing meetings and strategy sessions to try to figure out what the next steps are going to be in strengthening the global movement to abolish nuclear weapons, which I believe requires broadening the context in which we are considering nuclear weapons to include issues of peace, demilitarization, economic justice, and environmental justice.
What would you like to see come out of this NPT review conference?
Well, the demand that we are making in our petitions is that the nuclear weapon states announce the commencement of negotiations on a treaty to eliminate nuclear weapons. And, you know, if I really would like to see that come out. It's not what I expect, but that's what I'd like to see.
Can you give us an update about what's happening out at Livermore National Laboratories?
Obama administration's first budget request for fiscal year 2011 for nuclear weapons activities is 14% higher than the last Bush administration budget. It's over $7 billion for nuclear weapons research, development, and production activities, including at the Lawrence Livermore, Los Alamos, and Sandia National Laboratories. So it includes continued funding for the National Ignition Facility at Livermore, the mega laser, which is, it is hoped for, will be able to create fusion, a new plutonium pit factory at Los Alamos, a new uranium component facility at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, a new non-nuclear component factory in Kansas City. This is the largest increase by percentage of any department of the U.S. government for fiscal year 2011. It is the largest nuclear weapons activities budget ever in history in inflation-adjusted dollars. And, of course, it does not include many billions more in the Department of Defense budget for delivery systems. And it includes money for a study to modernize the B-61 gravity bomb, which is deployed at NATO bases in Europe, including exploring fitting it to a new stealth bomber, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And all of these programs are specifically endorsed in the new Obama Nuclear Posture Review. So this is the reality that appears very contradictory to the Obama rhetoric about leading the way to a world without nuclear weapons. There was, a Czech economist named Joseph Schumpeter in the 1950s who said, the budget is the skeleton of the state stripped bare of misleading ideology. And I think that's the way I see what's going on.
Thank you.